The Emerald Labyrinth, kayaking the hidden mangrove tunnels of Longboat and Lido Key. The air shifts the moment you cross the threshold. The bright, blinding glare of the Florida sun is suddenly swallowed by a dense canopy of emerald green, replaced by a cool, dappled twilight. Here, just inches above the waterline, the ambient hum of Gulf Coast traffic and outboard motors fades into an ancient, cathedral-like silence. The water turns from a sparkling turquoise to a deep, reflective glass, mirroring the twisted, grasping roots that rise from the shallows, like the fingers of a sleeping giant. This isn't the open ocean, and it certainly isn't the pristine, manicured beachfront that draws millions to our shores. This is the wild, tangled heart of the Barrier Islands, a primeval labyrinth waiting to be explored. Gliding into the mangrove tunnels of our local keys by kayak is a plunge into a world that feels completely untouched by time. The deeper you paddle, the more the modern world slips away, leaving only the rhythmic drip of water from your blade and the sudden, startling splash of a mullet breaking the surface. Launching into the labyrinth at Quick Point, the park at the south end of Longboat Key hides some of the area's longest living tunnels. While many paddlers immediately think of Lido Key for tunnel exploration, some of the most spectacular, uninterrupted stretches of mangrove canopy are located right on the southern tip of Longboat Key. Quick Point Nature Preserve, a 34-acre coastal haven, serves as the perfect beginning to your journey. Launching near the preserve drops you almost immediately into a quiet, winding maze. The tunnels on the south end of Longboat are exceptionally long, drawing you deep into the heart of the coastal forest. As you maneuver through the tight corridors, the red mangroves close in around you. Their complex, stilt-like prop roots form an intricate wooden cage along the banks, creating living passageways that twist and turn with no clear end in sight. Paddling through here requires a bit of finesse. You learn to read the currents, taking slow, deliberate strokes. Sometimes, the canopy dips so low you have to duck, pulling your paddle parallel to the hull to squeeze through a particularly tight choke point. I usually keep my Nikon ZF slung close by in a dry bag, because the way the midday light pierces through the leaves, casting sharp, golden beams into the dark water, is an absolute dream to shoot. The scent of salt and damp earth is rich and grounding. For anyone looking to shake off the routine, this quiet exertion is the perfect antidote to the noise of daily life. Open bay experiences, trading the tight canopy for the sweeping grass flats of Sarasota Bay. Eventually, the tight, claustrophobic thrill of the Longboat tunnels spits you back out into the expansive, sun-drenched waters of Sarasota Bay. The contrast is spectacular. The horizon suddenly rushes back in, and the water clears, revealing vast meadows of seagrass swaying beneath your hull. This transition zone is an absolute goldmine for coastal wildlife. If you let the kayak drift in silence, the ecosystem comes alive around you. It's not uncommon to hear the heavy, resonant breath of a manatee before you see it, followed by the slow, gray curve of its back, breaking the surface just feet from your boat. Dolphins frequently patrol these open channels, their dorsal fins cutting cleanly through the water as they herd baitfish against the mangrove shorelines. Overhead, ospreys circle and dive with pinpoint precision, while white egrets and great blue herons stand like statues in the shallows, waiting for the perfect strike. At 57, I've found that few things beat the low-impact, rhythmic physical effort of kayaking these flats. It gets the blood pumping without the jarring impact of a hard tennis court, and the sheer visual payoff is worth every stroke. You can easily spend hours out here just drifting, watching a yellow-crowned night heron stalk the roots, or trying to count the tiny hermit crabs scattered across the gin-clear sandy bottom. The classic Lido Key Maze, a twist through Ted Sperling Park's famous coastal canopy. If you want to extend your paddling itinerary, making the short hop over to the Ted Sperling Nature Park on Lido Key offers a slightly different flavor of exploration. Lido is the epicenter of the area's kayak scene for good reason. Its highly manicured, well-marked trail system makes it incredibly accessible, even if it draws more of a crowd than the quiet stretches of Longboat. Exploring these waters is a true choose-your-own-adventure. You can paddle hard against the tidal currents in the open bay for a solid workout, or just let the gentle drift carry you through the dark, twisting tunnels of the preserves. It's the kind of day that leaves you thoroughly exhausted, in the best way possible. After a 4-hour paddle, nothing sounds better than heading home, firing up the stove, and rendering down some thick-cut pancetta to toss with a ridiculous amount of fresh, sweet San Marzano tomatoes and Parmesan. Whether you're threading the needle on the south end of Longboat or cruising the bright, open flats of the bay, a kayak is the ultimate passport to the real Florida. It's right in our backyard, waiting to be discovered. Your guide to launching and renting. If you're ready to hit the water, here is everything you need to know about where to park the car and grab a kayak. Longboat, South End and Amp, Quick Point. The gateway to the long, winding tunnels of Quick Point Nature Preserve and the open grass flats of the bay. Where to park? Head to Overlook Park, 101 Gulf of Mexico Drive. Located right at the base of the New Pass Bridge, it offers easy parking and a simple launch point for accessing Quick Point by water. Where to rent? Water Sports Now specializes in 100% clear kayak tours that take you directly into the mangrove tunnels of Quick Point, providing an incredible view of the marine life below. Liquid Blue Outfitters offers guided tours and rental delivery services, specializing in navigating the tidal changes around the southern tip of the island, Longboat Key, Mid-Island Open Bay, for a more expansive paddle, with access to less trafficked backwaters and Audubon Islands. Where to park? Bayfront Park, 4052 Gulf of Mexico Drive, offers ample public parking, restrooms, and direct easy access to Sarasota Bay's grass flats. Where to rent? Happy Paddler Kayak Tours and Amp. EcoVentures, the premier outfitter on the island with a rental stand right at Bayfront Park, plus a shop at Longboat Pass on the north end. Lido Key, Ted Sperling Nature Park, the most famous network of enclosed mangrove trails in the area. Where to park? 190 Taft Drive, Sarasota. Follow Taft Drive straight into the park. Parking is free but fills up fast. Arrive before 9 a.m. to secure a spot. Where to rent? Almost Heaven Kayak Adventures operates directly out of the park, offering eco tours and rentals near Permit Spot 4. Surfit USA launches right from the park with a great selection of kayaks and stand-up paddleboards.